Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, I have a question for you. Have you been thinking about getting a dog or a cat to keep you company?
Good boy!
Hey, good boy!
That's the sound of my kids playing with a new member of our family, an 8-year-old terrier mix named Biscuit. We had the sudden urge to adopt a few weeks ago, and apparently we aren't alone. Since many states have instituted stay-at-home orders, animal rescue organizations throughout the country are reporting a significant uptick in people interested in adopting a pet. Hillary Rosen is the founder of the nonprofit A Purposeful Rescue in Los Angeles. Her team rescues dogs from shelters and pairs them with foster parents until they are adopted. Hillary, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so you've been doing this for almost 15 years. How would you describe the interest in adopting or fostering a pet right now?
Overwhelming, to say the least. We actually had to take down our online foster application process because we had too many. Because we're all volunteers, we couldn't even handle. And a lot of the applications for fostering were more like people who wanted to adopt. It's been interesting.
Talking about the process, just about all shelters are closed to visitors. So how are you facilitating
Correct.
These requests? And how are people being vetted?
So we're mostly a medical and senior dog rescue. So the shelters have always just called us for specific dogs. You know, it's you have to go and you have to ring the gate and they have to bring the dog out and it has to all be organized ahead of time. It's, you know, waiting at the door, dropping animals off, wearing gloves, wearing masks. But, you know, we still have to go out and help these animals while we're all at home. So we're just trying to find this weird balance.
How are you preparing your staff to interact with people during this pandemic and the volunteers as well?
So about, you know, 2 to 3 weeks ago, we were still doing meet and greets with social distancing. And we were, you know, outside, of course, and being careful. But we're going to hold off on that for a moment and sort of just follow the lead of what our governor and mayor are sort of telling us to do.
With so much interest, it reminds me in a way of those seasonal jumps we see. For instance, people wanting to buy
Yes.
bunny rabbits around Easter. How concerned are you about people returning pets once we're beyond this outbreak?
I hope we're doing a good job ensuring that these animals are going to be in homes forever. But I think for the most part, we're adopting to folks who are very serious, who've actually been thoughtful and have wanted to adopt a dog. Some of these folks who would have adopted over the summer, maybe when they were home more, are just adopting
yeah.
a little earlier.
With that, what questions do you think folks should be asking themselves if they're yearning for a pet right now and they're thinking about contacting an organization like yours?
Honestly, the hardest part for us is from a behavioral standpoint, right? So everyone is home right now, and that's not normal. So,
yep.
So I feel like when this is all over, we're going to have a lot of dogs with separation anxiety.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So, you know, right now, when we do adopt normally and people say, I want to just be home for my new dog all the time and be there, I'm like, no, no. They work around our schedule. Even being home, I would still encourage folks to create a little distance and a little independence with their animals.
Because and how so? In what ways? You know, Biscuit
crate.
Keeps staring at me all day like, why are you here? I know we just met, but...
Right. So crating is also really helpful, or even just not over-loving all day. If you're just giving so much love and affection to a dog all day, that's creating some anxiety. So I would encourage everyone to just step back from that a little bit. And I guarantee you everyone's cuddling and everyone's having snacks and the dog's probably getting some snacks too, right?
yeah, absolutely.
So to prepare for when hopefully, oh my gosh, right? Will we ever be the same again? But to prepare, we can also prepare our dogs a little bit that way.
For your organization, do you have any thoughts on when you'll be back online, when you'll be available to start those adoptions again?
You know, I'm a tad concerned what's going to happen in a couple weeks, a month, a couple months, once the shelters reopen. So in the back of my head, I want to be thoughtful because I don't know what the future looks like. You know, it's hard because you want to be it's emotional, but you have to, you know, take a step back and think finances. We have, you know, what is, are people going to be donating during this time? Don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. So we have a lot of, you know, questions that can't be answered. So we're just, again, trying to be super, super thoughtful through this process for the animals and for the humans.
So much uncertainty, but if you can, it's wonderful to adopt. Biscuit has given us so much joy.
They're the best, aren't they?
They are the best. Thank you so much. That's Hillary Rosen. She's the founder and president of the nonprofit, A Purposeful Rescue, here in Los Angeles. And her team rescues dogs from shelters and then house them until they can find homes for them.
Thank you so much.